You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
That could work for as a replacement for many, many taniyot and other things. So to answer Yehesha Mehrabaz, Rabbi Ben Yishchai, Rav Yosef Chaim Vardat, Zechudu Maren Aleinu, brings, you have to be careful when you respond to Yehesha Mehrabaz, you have to say 28 words, Koach words, and it starts not from Amen, but from Yehesha Mehrabaz. So that means you should not say Amen Yehesh Shemei Rabba. You have to say Amen, and then you pause, and then you start Yehesh Shemei Rabba. Because if you attach the Amen to Yehesh Shemei, then you will have 29 words. So you stop, Amen, have sake, and then say Yehesh Shemei Rabba, till Ba'alma. So that means 28 words. So in case, God forbid, not for anyone, you get caught in the middle of Kaddish, if somebody did not wait, because those that say Kaddish, not to say it, not gently, so give time to Kaddish HaKadosh to be able to respond to 28 words. So now, if you cut in the middle of the Kaddish, so in the middle of the 28 words, you should not, you cannot answer Amen. Exactly, yeah. Yeah. So that's why, as you notice, Kaddish HaKadosh or the Chazan wait a little bit, so everyone will have time to respond to 28 words. So what's the Kavanah when you answer Yehesh Shemei Rabba? What should you have in mind? What's the Kavanah? So now here, Rashi HaKadosh brings in the Gemara, it has to say the kol kocho. Right, so now here, the simple Kavanah here is that as long as we learn in the end of Parashat B'Shalach, ki kes, that means that the throne of Hashem is not complete, it's only yud and a hey. So we need the vav and a hey to attach to complete the name of Hashem. So when we say Yehesh Shemei Rabba, that means we hoping that soon that the name of Hashem will be complete. Because what the task of Amalek was, made us weak, he made us doubtful. So that's why the name of Hashem is not complete. So when you say Yehesh Shemei Rabba, one Kavanah here is that Amalek will not be around anymore. As we learn in Parshat Ki Tetzeh, that Timchei Zecher Amalek, Mitachat HaShamayim, what is it Mitachat HaShamayim? So where does Amalek live? Inside the water or in the air? Where does he live? Where does he live? He lives on earth, no? So why should we say mitachat shomayim? So that's obvious. So now explain mitachat shomayim means that there is a mentality that we go by, and that is, it's, you know, that's how it is. You know, it just happened. What do you expect? That is called mitachat shomayim. That means we don't relate the matters to the supervision of Hashem, that is Hashkacha. So that's why it says Mitachat HaShomayim, not as far as physicality. So the other Kavana is that when you respond to Yehesh Shemei Rabba, you have in mind that Amalek will be erased. Then the other group is Erev Rav, and the other group is Azei Panim. So that means Azut, Erev Rav, and Amalek is the same category. So as long as they're around, as we request Mi'aseh Panim, Mi'azut Panim in the morning, you know, the Yeratzon. So that's as this brother in Gemara before Biyad Mashiach Tzidkenu, Chuspa Yiske. What does it mean, Chuspan Yiske? The people that have no derech eretz. They have no manners. They become very aspanim. So here, so before Biyad Mashiach Tzidkenu, Chuspan Yiske. That means people, they become lack of manners. There's no derech eretz. So now, when you ask the Hishem Rabbah, so you have this request in mind that Amalek will not be around, Erev Rav will be erased, and the Azepanim, they will not be around. And also there's another Kavanah, that there's a type of idol worshipping, that people do it without having a statue, or a tree. What is called? Anger, Chazak Baruch. Kaas. Kaas is Avodah Zarah. So now here, when you answer Yehesha Merabah, so we have in mind that you erase the Qedipat Ka'as from your system. There'll be Ragua. Ragua. Yeah. And, yes, exactly. So that's the remedy, especially before Rosh Hashanah, that when you answer Yehesha Merabah, first of all, you wait, Amen, and then answer 28 words with Kavanah, and then have in mind the Amalek, Erev Rav, Asipanim, and also the anger, the chaos, will be erased from your system.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.